The back and forth is on hold now in the Senate over the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. The bill encourages private companies and government agencies to share information with each other about potential cyber threats. Ryan Lucas is an intelligence reporter for CQ Roll Call, and he's been following the debate. What is the essence of this bill as far as how it would affect the federal government, Ryan, and how did we get to where we are today? Thanks for being on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Well, what this bill essentially does is it lays out a way for private companies to share cyber threat indicators. So if they feel that they're under malicious attack, to share those indicators with the federal government and with each other. And so what this does, the basic premise is that if they can share these threat indicators, then other companies and the federal government can protect themselves from the same sort of malicious online attacks. This is not something that is going to prevent something like the OPM attack, which affected, as you know, more than 22 million federal current and former federal employees. But what it will do is kind of pick off the low-hanging fruit and be a first step. That's really what everyone is saying, whether it be experts or whether it be lawmakers, that this is the first step and a step that can be taken to try to shore up both private and federal cyber defenses.
Now, this got caught up. Today's the last day, if I recall correctly, that the Senate is in before they leave for the summer recess. House has been gone all week, and everyone will come back after Labor Day. This got caught up in a discussion over amendments, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's correct. And the Senate was supposed to be in for the whole week, and Majority Leader McConnell had hoped, along with the bill's sponsors, Senate Intelligence Chairman Richard Burr and the ranking Democrat Dianne Feinstein, to try to get this bill through by Friday so that they could have it on the books and then come back after recess and go into conference with the House, which has passed two similar information sharing bills already this year. And what happened was there was essentially a lot of pushback from both Democrats and Republicans with concerns about privacy guarantees in particular, and feeling that there wasn't enough of a guarantee that private information of consumers, customers of companies that were hacked, that private information would be scrubbed out. And the bill's sponsors both argued that, you know, we have taken into consideration everything that our fellow lawmakers have said about privacy, and we have made, you know, as many adjustments as we possibly could to ensure that privacy will not be an issue. And it wasn't enough. It sounded as though, from people that I've spoken to, that there were some disagreements within the Democratic caucus that got ironed out, and it sounded as though Republicans were having a harder time deciding what amendments they wanted to have in there. And so what happened was, over the course of 2 days, already a scrunched schedule, over the course of 2 days, they finally agreed this afternoon, but there was supposed to be a procedural vote this morning at 10:30. That got pushed back until 2, and then 3 o'clock came around, and the Majority Leader McConnell came out and said he withdraws the motion, and that they've agreed to a packet of amendments, but that they will take it up in September.
Ryan Lucas of CQ Roll Call reporting on the cybersecurity bill considered by the Senate and now will be considered again by the Senate when they come back in September. I read today about two amendments from Senators Mikulski and Cardin that had to do with cybersecurity protections for federal employees. Do we have any sense yet? Do we know if they'll be included in the batch that the Senate will consider when they come back?
One of them will. The Republicans got in 10 amendments. The Democrats got in 11, one of which is Mikulski's, and that would be to provide the necessary amount of money for accelerated cybersecurity responses. So essentially, to make sure that there's enough money to boost the cybersecurity of the federal government. And it would set aside, I believe, $37 million to, in particular, as I recall, to improve cybersecurity at places like OPM. The other one was the other amendment that they put forward would have provided lifetime liability protection to those who were affected by the OPM hack, but that one was not included in the 11 amendments that the Democrats are able to take up on this.
And this agreement just means that those amendments will be debated and considered and voted on. It doesn't mean that they're automatically included in the bill. Is that correct?
That is correct. It just means that they will be allowed, they will get their time on the floor for debate, and they will get a vote, but it certainly does not mean that they will make it into the final bill.
Now, Senator Mikulski had a push for that $37 million in another vehicle, and I don't remember which one, but that doesn't, so the fact that she's now introducing it again, also for folks in my audience that are concerned about that lifetime liability protection, that could come up in another mechanism as well when they come back in September. It doesn't have to be on this bill in particular.
That's correct. That's correct. Senator Mikulski tried to get the funding of $37 million in the, I believe it was a Senate Finance Appropriations Bill.
Yes, that's it.
And she added that as an amendment. It got rejected there. She managed to get it added to this bill for consideration, that is. But yes, there are other avenues that she could use to try to get the liability protection in there.
Do we have a sense of where this is headed, where the votes are for this, or does it depend on how these 21 amendments play out when we come back in September?
It's hard to say. There is certainly the sense on Capitol Hill of the need to do something regarding cybersecurity. And there is a general sense that information sharing is a logical first step. It's possible to get done. It's not a panacea. It's not going to stop all cyber attacks. But something needs to be done, and particularly after the major hack on the Office of Personnel Management, lawmakers want to be seen as doing something. And so I think that there will probably be enough support for this bill. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if they do pass it and you go into conference with the House, because there are some significant differences between the House bills, one that was passed by the House Intelligence Committee, another that was passed by the Homeland Security Committee. There are significant differences among those three bills. So it will be interesting to see whether they would be able to knock together something that everybody can agree to.